Do you think that AI can also continue if the energy demand isn't quite there?
Yeah, it's absolutely a tricky setup around the power world. Our team has a great model where we take our semiconductor analyst chip sales forecasts, say, what's the power needed for that and how much power are we going to need in the U.S.? Through 2028, we're forecasting a 47 gigawatt shortfall in power just through the traditional grid interconnect power. For scale, that's around 10x the power consumed by New York City, so that's a huge shortfall. But there are a lot of innovative type of solutions that can apply to this. So
we're
things,
10 New York cities short.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Wow.
But through things like natural gas turbines, those are behind the meter. Those are apart from the grid interconnect process. And then Bitcoin site conversions, I think, are really interesting. So some of these companies have essentially realized that the power that they're sitting on is more valuable than some of the underlying business. We think there's around 20 gigawatts there, so there's a lot of power to be had there. And then nuclear is the last one that's a little bit more politically challenging, but we may see some nuclear for that problem.
Bitcoin conversion sites, are you saying that people who previously mined Bitcoin aren't necessarily seeing the gains there, and so they're transforming that into fuel, essentially, for artificial intelligence? Is this the sort of, not the death of the Bitcoin trade, but really the shifting in terms of where the enthusiasms go that has broader market implications?
Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's the death of the Bitcoin trade by any means, but there were some Bitcoin miners who'd amassed a ton of energy to be able to do Bitcoin mining. And they essentially saw, we're sitting on a gold rush here. We have so much power. These hyperscalers need power. They're willing to pay a huge premium for it. Let's just sell off the power.